Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up before we're done, we'll give you the Caps keys to the game for Game 2. Caps Canadiens, Capital One Arena should be a rockin' building again after the Caps take a 1-0 series lead on Monday.
Cakes might go again. He was there Monday till midnight.
I might go. Just like you might go.
He might go again Wednesday.
All right,
get another 3.5 hours sleep.
Yeah, time for EB's Entertainment Page.
Right, Cakes entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax. I love them. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWofFairfax.com. Love them. Sad news. I tweeted about it yesterday. I think everybody saw that Mike Patrick, the longtime play-by-play voice of ESPN and former Junkies guest many times over.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away at age 80. I kind of tweeted this yesterday that, you know, especially when we first got started and we would like book our own guests or CK would help us book guests back in the day. Mm-hmm. We often got a lot of those ESPN guys.
Sure.
And it would be a thrill for us if Mike Patrick came on.
He was great.
We just felt like he was a rock star. And he was local.
Local guy, yeah.
Actually died in Fairfax.
Yep.
CK said he would see him at the Glory Days Grill all the time. Cakes would see him playing poker.
I saw him a couple times at MGM National Harbor over the years. Talked to him once. Very nice. Super nice. Down-to-earth guy.
I'm going to guess we had him on the show a dozen times. Like, easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just had him on all the time. And that was when he was, like, at the peak of his powers, as far as we were concerned. Big college hoops guy. Big NBA or big NFL guy.
It wasn't
football.
Yep.
It wasn't a Maryland Duke hoops game if Mike Patrick wasn't calling it.
He was just so good at it.
Smooth.
And
great voice.
Oh yeah.
He was just a consummate pro, and he was just nice enough to come on our dumb little show, especially when at that point we had basically no reputation. I mean,
nobody, we're just starting out.
Yeah, nobody cared about us. But
I remember watching him when he was doing he was the sports anchor for Channel 7.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s.
But we would get him, and we would get Linda Cohn and Kenny Mayne.
We get all those guys.
All those guys. Jason had a buddy that was a producer up there and helped us kind of forge those relationships.
Yep.
And
he's still there.
We would have those guys all the time. Like Linda Cohn, all the time. Kenny Mayne, a bunch of times.
Isn't it amazing?
Mike Patrick, all the time.
Linda Cohn's still doing SportsCenter.
It's amazing. And we just loved having those guys on, and Mike was certainly one of those. And so it was sad to see that he passed away. I mean, 80's a good long life, but you always would hope you'd squeak out a few more years.
Sure,
right?
Of course.
So pour some out for Mike Patrick.
I know they said natural causes, but hopefully he wasn't sick the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the deal he would get nowadays? They're throwing bags around. To the play-by-play guys.
Yeah.
Would have gotten so paid.
I mean, he was an absolute stud.
He called so many games.
All right, so this is wild to me. But there is a celebrity kind of couple that was unveiled over social media recently. I don't know if you guys talked about it on a Monday or not. Can't remember when it happened, but it happened recently. But the very unlikely pairing, as far as I'm concerned, Liz Hurley revealed that she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus.
We talked about that.
I was with you.
Bizarre.
I was shocked.
Shocking.
Just because of...
I mean,
there's no real connection.
Yeah, he's a hillbilly, and she's a British smoke show.
Yeah, she could date anybody she wanted, and she chooses Billy Ray Cyrus.
Maybe he makes her laugh.
I don't know. He doesn't look like the guy with the greatest sense of humor.
He doesn't, but maybe he does with her.
He looks kind of like Jesus in the latest publicity photo I saw of him. Long straight hair.
I know. He just looks grimy and dirty, right?
Right. He looks terrible. He's got a bunch of kids, right?
I actually think less of Liz Hurley now.
Oh, you kinda. Right? Like, can't you do better?
Because she's always putting out all these thirst trap pictures about how hot she is for how old she is.
Yeah.
And now she's stooped to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Where'd they meet?
That's what I wonder, too.
They worked together on a movie, apparently. Uh-huh. The Christmas movie, Christmas in Paradise, in 2022. So they've known each other for at least 2.5 years. And they say they've been seeing each other romantically for a bit now. And so she decided to put it on her IG and unveil the relationship, and everyone just like, now he was married to Miley's mom for like 28 years.
Okay.
And I remember he was trying to be like this guy that was like, didn't want necessarily his kids to be on TV. He didn't want to break up the family and everything. Now the family's just like kind of a mess. Right? Have you seen some of the other kids?
No.
They're kind of a mess.
I only see Miley. I don't know.
I think she has like a brother or a sister. They're kind of wild.
I think her brother was part of, was it Metro Station? Was
probably.
That the name of his band? They had a hit back in the day.
Probably.
I can't remember the name of it. Pull that up, Valdez. Although, Metro Station's top Spotify song. It has to be.
I will say this. I saw a clip somewhere. It was on one of my reels. It was like when Miley was recording one of her sillies.
Yeah.
And I love those videos, by the way. I'm going to talk to my phone. I can't get enough of videos of like singers when they're coming up with their song,
like they're
in the
workshopping
studio.
Workshopping a song in the studio. Yeah.
I can't get enough
they're
of those videos.
They're just pulling silliness out of
Please
thin air.
Please put more of those videos in my algorithm.
That's going to be on my phone. It's going to be on my computer.
I can't get enough of them. But Miley Cyrus is so freaking good. She's so
talented.
I know
she
was like a child star and Nickelodeon and all that. Whatever. She is, I love her. I just love her music. I get sized. I don't know about the others. They look like freaking weirdos.
But this is a smash from back in the day. My kids would groove to this song in the car nonstop. Loved it.
Is this Miley's
brother?
Yeah.
Is it Brandon? What's his
name? I don't know his name.
So he's a beast too. He's really good.
I mean, this is the only song I know by him, but it's kind of catchy.
It's kind of a banger.
Yeah. It's bringing it back, isn't it, Valdez?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I do remember this song.
It's super catchy. Head bopper.
He wasn't even that good. He was only famous for Achy Breaky Heart, right? Which was a
Billy
monster
Ray?
Smash. But
I can't recall one of the songs.
Yeah,
I mean, he was kind of.
I think it was kind of a baller move for him to reach out to her as he was going through, I think, his third divorce.
Oof.
For like emotional support. So he reaches out to the smoking hot chick and says, hey, I'm really going through it.
Yeah.
Can I lean on you
apparently dating some chick named Fire Rose.
I think
her name was Fire Hose. And I was like,
she's some nubs, no. Australian singer.
Yeah.
He married Fire Hose, aka Fire Rose, in 2023, divorced in 2024.
7 months.
You think it's him or was it her?
I mean, look at
him. He's been divorced 3 times.
Yes.
He might be a freaking nightmare.
Might be.
I want all the young guys out there, like Mike Marr, to remember this. When like a girl breaks your heart,
reach out to
some
hot
smoking hottie as a friend.
For more emotional support.
Emotional, and then you never know.
Does Mike Marr know? Does he know the title of Billy Ray Cyrus's "Silly"?
His biggest hit. He's a one
he's
hit
too
wonder.
Young.
Essentially,
he's too young.
He just said it, right?
He's probably
wasn't
paying attention.
I have no idea.
You ever heard of "Achy Breaky Heart"?
Nope. I know Billy Ray more from the show, like the Disney show, when I was growing up, than I did like him as a musician.
Yeah. This does nothing for you, Mike. Got no file. How much money did he make off this one song?
Dude, this must have sold 10 million.
Like, if I were him, I would license this to everybody. Use it for whatever you want. Tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my egg break. Did he write this?
I have no idea.
I'm about to figure it out.
So trifling. Yeah. Sounds so terrible.
I was digging that. Some line dancing? He might blow
up and kill this man. Songwriter.
Achy breaky fart.
Songwriter is Don Von Tress, whoever that is.
Probably a legend.
I don't know.
Probably a legend.
I can't even click on his name. I don't think he's that much of a legend.
Dude, Morgan Wallen's so much better than that.
Oh, he destroys him.
In 25 years, they're going to look back at Morgan Wallen songs and probably Joan on him.
No way. They're way
100%
too good.
Though. Times change.
Yeah, but I never really liked that song.
Achy Breaky Heart. It was just like a pop, oversaturated song.
I think it was great.
They'll Joan on him. Cowboy wannabe wearing a baseball hat. They'll find something.
All right, Drabby, you're my wrestling mark. So I think there was WrestleMania. I think I saw
there
that,
was,
right?
Yes.
Over the weekend. Uh-huh. They say it broke records. Viewership was up like 100%.
Because?
And did I don't know. Did I see, what were the big storylines? Did I see that Logan Paul, did he make a heel turn? Like, what, do you know the storyline with Logan Paul?
I'm not up to Logan Paul's current storyline.
Okay.
I know the big controversy. Here's the thing. It was a big dud.
Oh, really?
But the ratings were up.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
there were pros.
For the real wrestling heads, it was a dud.
For the marks.
The ratings were up because it was a big draw and a good lead up of Cody Rhodes and John Cena. But you had this angle, and people say it was like they brought out Travis Scott to be like the big turn in the match out of nowhere.
Okay.
The Rock was involved in the storyline and he never came out. There's this whole thing that like Triple H is The Rock's little brother, basically, and The Rock tells him what to do, even though Triple H is in charge.
By the way, did I hear that Triple H is, now this is geeky, his Wrestling Hall of Fame induction speech lasted, I think, 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Whose?
Triple H.
His induction speech?
He got up and talked. He flamed everybody for 1 hour and 7 minutes.
You're freaking Triple H.
Jeez.
Yeah, like people in the crowd had to be like, dude, you got like 10 minutes.
Get
like,
over
come
yourself.
On. Like, what are we doing here?
You're just a an big steroid
plus?
Abuser.
I mean, what could you talk about for 1 hour and 7 minutes?
I have no idea.
Can you imagine?
Anyways, big letdown, WrestleMania 41.
Where's WrestleMania 42 being held?
Can you look up and see if Logan Paul, in fact, was Logan Paul, I have no idea. Was Logan Paul a nice guy or a bad, like, was he a good guy or a bad guy? I think he did a heel turn. I thought I read that.
You're obsessed with Logan
Paul. You got nothing
Paul.
Going on the EP if you're asking about Logan Paul.
No, he always asks about Logan Paul.
Yeah, are you obsessed with Logan Paul?
I don't really care either way, but I mean, you act like those guys aren't hugely popular.
I don't know. I mean, no one cares about WrestleMania.
The guy's like Drabby, dude.
Hey, Drabby.
Well, he's stupid for caring about WrestleMania.
Drabby, you should go to WrestleMania 42.
Where is it?
NOLA. Your favorite
city. Oh, it's back in New Orleans?
Your favorite city in the country.
Jelly Roll is in the news. Of course, he's a... he's like some sort of... And why are you laughing at me?
I'm shaking
Jason's
my head.
Jason's disdain for
we talk about the same four people
seriously.
On the EP.
But blame Valdez.
Hold on, I didn't put Jelly Roll in the EP.
Jelly Roll's
in the news. And, of course, he's on TV every week now.
He lost another 100 pounds?
He's an advisor on American Idol. I don't know if you knew that.
Didn't even know that.
So he's on all the time.
So he's not a judge. He's just an advisor.
Right.
Role.
I think he really wanted the Carrie Underwood spot.
Okay.
And then she got it.
So they kind of threw him a bone, and he's like an advisor. So probably grooming him to replace like Luke Bryan when he
Jason,
leaves.
You'll like this. Carrie Underwood did a guest bit with Papa Roach lately, singing with Papa Roach. I know you like Carrie Underwood.
Oh, no, she did that like a year ago.
Who doesn't like?
Was it a year ago? I thought it was recently, but
no, yes, it's been out for a while, and it's a smash. And he actually sings. So well on that song.
He's a good singer.
Did we already play that?
He's like a real singer. Like he's got chops. It blows you away how good he sings on that song. We've played it before because
Jacoby
I've commented.
Shaddix, you sleep a little bit.
I've commented on, I play it on my, you know, when I'm playing golf sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about my buddies. And we're like, I think he might even actually sound better than her.
Really?
Like he sounds amazing.
Look at these accolades for Kobe Dick.
But Jelly Roll. You know, he's been in prison. If you follow his story at all, Cakes, been in prison like 40 times.
The only reason I've ever followed anything about him is because you basically discovered him.
Thank you. He apparently is up for getting all of his crimes pardoned in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
And he's got a legit rap sheet.
Like, what are some of the offenses we're talking about?
I think it's like drug offenses.
Okay.
I think he was like selling weed or whatever. God only knows. I think he did a lot of bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think selling weed might be some of the lighter stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the governor's just going to pardon him? He's going to hook him?
Well, if you see him now, he's like just like the world's nicest guy.
He's in like Amazon commercials now. Yeah. He couldn't be more mainstream.
Why are you looking at me with disdain?
Well, I don't really like what's the reasoning for getting pardoned?
I know. I don't know.
Just because he's famous?
Good guy now. Good guy.
Well, there's a lot of good guys who are former inmates. All right.
Hey, listen. I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm just saying that's what's happening.
Now I need to look up his rap sheet.
I'm convinced Bickle's got like Jelly Roll notifications on his phone because no one else is talking about this guy.
He
like
does now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Page 6. That's not a very popular source.
You have to scroll. You turn over to Page 6.
Got to go through 5 pages.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there on the front page. What are you talking about? Joe Exotic. Tiger King star. Valdez gave me this one.
This actually might be intriguing.
Joe Exotic. I thought he was dying of cancer.
I thought he was dying of cancer like
didn't he
5 years
say he was
ago.
Dying of cancer and everything?
Yes.
He married another inmate, Cakes.
Okay.
This guy's gotten married more than Billy Ray Cyrus. He gets married all the time. He announced his marriage to husband Jorge Flores Maldonado.
How long is he going to be in prison?
Oh, he's served 21 years.
I think he's in for a long time.
He doesn't have 21 years left.
I don't know I don't know when his prison sentence start. When did it start?
2020.
Oh yeah, he's done.
Yeah,
if you get married to an inmate, do they give you the conjugal visit shed for your honeymoon?
I mean, I would imagine, right? You have to consummate the marriage.
You have to.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, just to make it legit, right? I mean, if you don't consummate your marriage, it's a sham marriage.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's you don't have to consummate.
I think it's a written law somewhere.
So you can't just get married 100 times just so you can hit skins if you're in prison.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying the marriage isn't official until you pwn post marriage.
Right. Well, they're behind bars together. They're probably doing a lot of pony.
100% they
are. Two horny guys.
Yeah. Hey, do you think like Joe Exotic's cellmate gets bitter that his husband comes over to hook up all the time?
I'd ask him to leave.
It's probably so annoying. For 20 minutes. Can you imagine how annoying that
That'd
is?
That'd be so annoying. God. Cuddling on their cot nonstop.
So annoying.
What did Jorge do to get in prison?
We don't know. Jorge. The same stuff that Jelly Roll did. He's getting pardoned. Meanwhile, this guy's married Joe Exotic. Who has a better life?
You got to look up and see what that dude's rap sheet is. Jorge Flores Maldonado. What did he do? He actually looked like he was a good-looking kid, right? He's kind of a younger guy. I think so. I think
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Joe Exotic's a cougar. He's a male version of a cougar, whatever that is.
Yeah, cougar cake.
Yeah, cougar cake is what he is.
It's hilarious. By the way, is Mother's Day coming up, Cake?
I think it's coming up in a few weeks.
May 10th or 11th.
Better get something for your wife and from Mrs. Bickle.
So
for your mom.
Impossible.
You got to do it.
Got to do something. Just take her out for a nice dinner.
That's what you do. You never get a gift.
Nah, we usually go to. I mean,
all right. Maybe I'll do that.
No, because my wife's birthday is
right around.
Is the week before Mother's
Day.
You got
to get a gift for the birthday then.
I'll do a gift for either, but I'm not doing two gifts. Sorry.
You can only do one.
I need to get something out of it too. That's why we're going to dinner.
All right, good. All right, when we come back, we'll give you the Caps keys to the game for game two
got
tonight.
A big one tonight.
As they host Montreal, I'll try to go up 2-0 in the series. We'll be right back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.